Joining us now in our studios is Sam Temple from Northfield Public Broadcasting. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. What a brisk morning. Beautiful as always. Nice little powder of snow, but boy, it's an adjustment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's starting to look like winter walk. We have winter walk coming up in a couple of days, and well, maybe we will have a little bit of winter-like weather.
This is karma for me. I think I was saying the other day, we just need a little bit of snow. You know, then it'll really feel like the holidays. It'll really feel like December. And here we are, and the jury's still out on how I feel about it. So
it always seems to catch me by surprise.
I know.
Sam, let's talk about what's happening this month at Northfield Public Broadcasting, NPB.
Absolutely. It's been a busy month, partially because we've had so many community events, you know, this last half of the year that we want to capitalize on. We've still got performances from the Hispanic Heritage Celebration that took place in October. So we've got performances from Cuyaki Peru, Zarango Flamenco. So those are dancers and guitar players. And then there's also the Sidewalk Poetry Capstone event. So the Sidewalk Poetry Project also started having Spanish language poems. And they had their capstone event at the Hispanic Heritage Celebration. The winners were able to read their poems that will now be in the sidewalk around town. So that was really exciting and really fun to see. So that recently came out on Northfield Public Broadcasting.
All right.
Yeah. But there's also, you know, it's the end of the year, so now is the time when there's usually budget items for the city. Now is the time when there's ordinance changes. You know, that's when all the things go around. Rice County residents recently got their calculated tax statement, just a prediction of what their taxes will be in 2022 based on the current proposed levies, both at the county level, the state level, and the city level. So we put together a video kind of explaining how the city taxes were calculated, what people can expect. You know, the tax statement that people got was a little higher than what is ultimately proposed by the council. So if people want to learn more about that, they can go to the City of Northfield YouTube page. They can see on Northfield Public Broadcasting what you need to know about that tax statement that you got from Rice County, just to shed a little more light on where those numbers came from, how they might be different than the final proposed tax rate and things like that. And then there's also a proposed rental housing ordinance that Assistant City Attorney put together explaining some potential changes. So there's lots of opportunities to keep everyone informed. You know, we know that some of the stuff can be really complicated, and especially, you know, the average citizen shouldn't need to worry, you know, about any of that. That's what city staff is for. That's what these public servants are for. But we're doing our best to communicate so that people can, you know, grasp grasp what they need to understand and not worry about what.
Yeah.
People are more concerned about shoveling today than they might be about rental housing ordinances.
Yeah.
But for those who are taking a break from shoveling and want a nice hot cup of cocoa and want to relax thinking about rental housing ordinances, they can check out that video.
Yeah, and that's really important stuff. You kind of laugh at it, but the taxes and such, I think a lot of people just have no idea where to even begin when they look at taxes and such. So that is very good that we have a video that helps walk you through that.
Yeah.
Tonight is the night, by the way. The city council will be approving the final budget and also the tax levy for 2022. So it's very timely to have you in here now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And let me tell you, I ask you while we have you in there, there's perhaps some money in it for Northfield Public Broadcasting as well. Can you tell us about what the needs are?
Right. So right now, Northfield Public Broadcasting, and, you know, you can probably tell, you know, me coming in every month, and there's generally one video a week. That's what we try to do. And that's really what we've been able to build up over the last 2 years has been to meet the needs of communicating with the public, of getting that those the bare communication of what was going on with the city. So that's how we can support other staff members. That's how we can show different initiatives, different events that are going on in the city. So we're keeping pace with local events, but we're not exceeding that. We're not getting into the enrichment or entertainment or more of the arts that we could maybe promote. Some of the more creative aspects. Enrichment is the term that I've used. And that's kind of the goal with some of the budget proposals, is expanding staff Expanding staff hours, because that's really what it comes down to. Giving us more time in the week to produce more of those enriching programs so that we can engage people not just civically, not just piggybacking off of local events, but also creating NPB exclusive content that people can come to rely on, people can come to count on, and really make part of their lives as community members.
Yeah, it takes time to do that.
Exactly.
It takes time people power to do that as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. So, and luckily,
understand
we've got,
completely.
Yeah, we've got a lot of embrace from the community. There's been a lot of natural support. That's one thing that I talked about in my address to the council earlier this month. There's been some promotion, but obviously there's been a lot to communicate between all of the changes that have taken place in the last 2 years. And so there's been some promotion of Northfield Public Broadcasting, but not a whole exerted effort. The public has very naturally latched onto it, and we get regular viewership on our programs. We can see the video on demand. People are tuning in, which is really exciting because that means, because we're not promoting every single video that's on demand. People are tuning in naturally and finding it for themselves, and that's really exciting. So when we look at that as staff members, when the council sees that, we see that the community is ready to embrace what we're doing and ready to make use of this resource, and with more staff time, with more resources, we'll be able to just make it more and more of a community resource. So that's the hope. So if you have input on that or any other issue that's coming up with our 2022 budget that's being voted on, you can absolutely do that.
Yeah, once again, that's being voted on tonight.
Absolutely.
So best of luck to you.
Thanks very much.
Explaining that.
Yeah.
Let's get back to some of the programming. What are some of the other things that you'll be introducing either in December or filming in December?
Yeah, so we're working with Clean Rivers to talk about different watershed projects, you know, how people can be more energy efficient, you know, more efficient with water, all things like that. And that's a very wide-ranging issue. So Kevin Strauss from Clean Rivers has been really fantastic to collaborate on with there. We worked with Josh Raymaker on, we mentioned the bike lanes last time. That's a video that's still in production. And especially that'll be a resource as we come into the spring when more people will be out and about and we'll be adjusting. You know, kind of like the first day of snow, everyone forgets how to drive in the snow, including myself. I was like, okay, yep, this is a refreshing as we're getting into the driving in the snow and the ice. It's kind of the same thing in the spring when you start seeing more cyclists out. That's an adjustment period. So we'll have that resource available. One video that just came out was from artist Lori Green. Lori Green is working on a mosaic mural for the city council chambers. And she's requesting pieces from the community, really to make it representative, both stories, but also literal physical pieces to become part of the mosaic. And she explains it much better than I do, you know, being the artist. But that's a really, really neat project that I hope people can take advantage of. So you can check out our video with Lori Green on the council chambers mosaic. That's on YouTube. That's on Northfield Public Broadcasting. That's at npb.ci.northfield.mn.us. And so you can check that out. There's always really great stuff going on. So we're really happy to be able to showcase, you know, things that the Arts and Culture Commission, that the library, that all these different groups and partner organizations are putting together. So we hope to continue to do that, and we hope to be able to do even more in the future.
Yeah, and that's all, once again, channel, is it 181 and 187?
It's 180 and 187.
180 and 187.
Yes.
And as you had mentioned before, it's on the city's website as well.
Yep, it's available on the city's website. So if you have access to the internet, you have access to Northfield Public Broadcasting.
It's all on demand there.
Exactly.
All right. Anything else, Sam?
You know, I think that's about it. I'm going to go sit in my car for a few minutes before getting back out in this beautiful winter roads we've got here.
Well, it's a good time for filming right now.
Lovely.
It looks like a snow globe out there.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, is it's very pretty, and it's especially pretty in this heated studio.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome to shoot out the window.
Thank you.
All right. Sam Temple, once again from Northfield Public Broadcasting. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We've got Rich in with one last look at local news headlines. That's in just a moment.
Let's go out tonight. Any ideas?
I just picked up the Entertainment Guide. Let's see what's going on in the area.
What's the Entertainment Guide?
It's a free monthly magazine with a calendar of stuff to do in the area.
Cool. Like what kind of stuff?
Gosh, everything from bar bingo and meat raffles to concerts, plays, and art exhibits.
Wow, they have listings for events across southern Minnesota. Where can I pick up my own copy of the guide?
You can find the Entertainment Guide in groceries, coffee shops, hotels, restaurants, gas stations, or check it out online at